have actually changed pretty dramatically in the past, say, 5 years. 5 years ago, our students would come into the College of Pharmacy, and they would have an offer from a chain pharmacy at more than $100,000 a year, plus a signing bonus, and in some cases, a BMW. And because there was this huge shortage, particularly chain pharmacists in the nation, that was at a time when the economy was doing well, and Walgreens was actually putting up a pharmacy every 16 hours in the country. And its rate-limiting step to its business model was hiring pharmacists. In the past 5 years, that's not been the case. There has been a rather abrupt softening of that market, and Walgreens doesn't build stores that frequently. That might be them on the phone, I don't know. So no, it's gotten considerably softer in the past 5 years. The other thing that's happened is, if you notice, the list there, I know I went through it rather quickly, but there was a list of regional schools of pharmacy, was considerable. Most of those are brand new schools that have arisen in the past 5 years. And look at our applicants to admit, you know, it's about 8 or 9 or 10 in some cases to 1 applicants. So a lot of private schools, particularly small private schools, said, well, you know, we'll take the students that don't get into UIC and we'll start a pharmacy school. And as a result, that's really the number of pharmacists that are being produced. For 140 years, we were the only college pharmacy in the state of Illinois. And now there are 6 or 7. As of this morning, I didn't look.
That was my question.
Tim, do you?
Had a question about the rate of in-state versus out-of-state students. You showed us data from 2011. Looks like about 7% total for all enrolled, but for the incoming class, 25%, so tripling. What was the rationale behind that?
Well, we had this sort of internal conversation in which there's a couple things. If you benchmarked us against others, we were relatively low, and strategically, we want to position ourselves as a national college because we believe we're a top 5 college of pharmacy. And to do that, I think we would look more aggressively at recruiting out-of-state students. We always had the applicants, frankly, but the process that we use is that they were ranked separately. And the only change that we made is we threw them in the same bucket and then went through our admission process and ranked them equally, whether they were in-state or out-of-state. And that's the way it came out. It was a little scary at the time because we did make a pretty dramatic jump in terms of the mix. I expect that we'll even out at somewhere between 20 and 25%. And it was actually more in line with our other health science colleges. Medicine. I don't know if Dimitri's here, but I think they're maybe even a little higher than that. I'm not sure.
I think 16% is what 16? I remember from yesterday.
Well, we're higher than that. Okay.
From an employer's point of view, can you differentiate in their mind hiring an employee from the University of Illinois Chicago versus Chicago State or Roosevelt?
That's what we hear. I mean, I don't have data to back that up, but when we place our students for at experiential education sites, say at hospitals around the city, we generally get preference because they believe our quality is higher, and we get the same sort of sense from most employers. Some employers want a body, some want talent, and I think we do have data from this national organization in terms of regional schools, they'll apply to multiple, and then you can watch them, and so